golf, and looking forward to starting on Thursday. But I just enjoy each day here. Tomorrow's part three. It's just the week here at Augusta is spectacular. I can recover from mistakes here. You always have a shot. You always have a swing if you hit a bad shot. You have a chance to salvage your par. You have a chance to let your short game save it for you. This course has always been a course that I felt comfortable on, and I've played some of my best golf here.
Phil Mickelson, his thoughts getting ready for the Masters, which begin tomorrow. Today is that par 3 tournament where everybody's kid is a caddy out there. I think they actually broadcast that as well, don't they?
They do. You don't want to win it, though. If you win it, you're not going to win the regular
tournament.
It's
like being on the cover of
exactly.
Madden. Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep in Benton, exit 121. You will drive by Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep, exit 121 and off I-30 if you're coming from Little Rock. Landers.com is a website. Best inventory, best price, and best customer service in the state. Over 600 new and over 300 pre-owned in stock to choose from. They'll give you the most for your trade. They've been number one for over 20 years. Number one in the state for over 20 years. That's longer than Tiger Woods has been number one. Although, Jack Nicklaus thinks he'll be back. Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep, only in Benton, exit 121. Go by, check them out. Kevin Wilson's over there to give you the best deal possible. Okay, gentlemen, tomorrow, first tee time is 7:45. Stuart Sink and Tim Clark will be teeing off. Here's my big question of the day, and then we'll get to what Jack Nicklaus said. Big question of the day. Here's the TV schedule for the Masters. Thursday, April the 10th, that's tomorrow, right? ESPN, 3 p.m. to 7:30. It's the Masters. First tee time is at 7:45.
Yeah.
Can we not get the entire
Won't the Golf Channel
deal?
Cover the early part of the day?
You know what this is
Doesn't
about?
Say it. Doesn't say
the
it.
Folks at Augusta National will not allow it. They would have cover-to-cover coverage out there if they would allow it. They won't allow it.
Why won't they allow it?
They're just weird about that kind of stuff. When Jackson Stevens was the chairman at Augusta National years ago, they were asking him that question. They weren't showing any of the front nine. They would only show from hole 10 to 18. And they were asking him about, well, why do you guys do this? Why don't we just come out and cover the whole thing? And he said to them, we said, well, change is slow. And they said, well, what do you mean? You know, you guys are running it. It's your tournament. Why is change slow? He said, well, it's slow because we don't want to do it.
That's a good enough answer for me. Although, show of hands, if you hope it was on from 6:45 Central Time.
The U.S. Open, you could watch one of your favorite players. You could watch the entire round, but they've never done that at Augusta.
Remember when there was talk about people weren't going to advertise and they weren't going to –
They're fine. We don't need advertising.
Yes, that's what they said. That's what it got said.
Essentially, this two commercials.
Yeah, that was the Martha Burke stuff. We're going to boycott. I'm like, well, boycott.
Yeah.
So what?
Isn't there only like two or three commercials the entire time?
They have fewer commercials than anything. I'll say I got to go one time years ago. It is the most affordable place to go to buy food and things like that.
I did hear that, yeah.
You've ever seen
like $2 hamburger.
Yeah, a hamburger, $2, yeah. A Coke, you know, a dollar. It's just, they don't price gouge there. They really do it well.
Well, I'd like to talk to somebody about the TV schedule. It starts at, actually, 2 p.m. tomorrow. I'm sorry, these are Eastern times. 2 p.m. on ESPN. Friday, 2 p.m. Saturday, 2 p.m. on CBS.
See, you're saying you'd like Sunday, to get up in the morning and watch it all day.
I'm just in.
I would too.
This is an incredible weekend for us.
Mm.
Not only the Arkansas Derby, but you get the Masters. I look forward to the Masters every year.
And you know what?
Start of spring.
Regardless of Tiger's playing.
There are places here at Oakland, numerous places, where you can watch the Masters while you're at the Derby.
Oh.
We're going to have to find that place.
That's called the twofer, boys.
They've got like a sports bar here, the carousel, and they make sure that people who want to see the sports can.
I like it.
There you go. Now you're going to really get me in the mood. One of the favorites, Adam Scott, is playing at teeing off at 9:41. He's playing with Jason Duffner and Matthew Fitzpatrick.
I'd love to see Duffner win it. I like Duffner.
What about your boy Vijay Singh? He tees off.
I don't think his putting is up to par.
Matt Kuchar, Louis Oosthuizen, playing together, teeing off at 11:20.
Coach threw that tournament away last week.
Here's one to keep your eye on. Bubba Watson, Luke Donald, and Sergio Garcia teeing off at 12:15 tomorrow. Phil Mickelson, Ernie Els, Justin Rose are in the same group, teeing off at 12:48.
Rose might be a good pick. I could see that happening.
Jack Nicholson, Jack Nicklaus was on Mike and Mike on ESPN Radio. He, quote, said, "I feel very bad for Tiger. He's really worked towards my record. I still think he'll break my record. As long as he's physically able to do it. He's 38 years old, and he's probably got another 10 years at least of being able to compete. That's 40 more majors to win five of them. It shouldn't be too difficult. But then again, I've always said he's just got to do it. It's going to be difficult. But if I said anything different, I think I would be a jerk. So I think I better say he will do it, and I actually believe that."
Jack is just being polite, don't you?
There's no question. Yeah. Gentlemen, that is him being a gentleman. That's because it. No, he 40 opportunities to win sounds like a lot of opportunities to win, right? Just going to win 5 out of 40? He's having trouble just winning one since 09.
And then Jack turns to Barbara and says, "That young man is finished."
Yes. I've always thought Tiger would eventually put it back together. I get out there.
He's actually not that bad.
Not bad at all.
One of my favorite matches in history was a money match between Pat and Justin a couple of years ago at the Maumel Country Club. Justin jumps out and is just pounding him. And he's like six holes up or something ridiculous. Well, then Justin starts just kind of mocking him. He's like, "Oh, yeah. And he's making fun of him. I'm like, this is really bad form. I can't believe he's doing it. Well, then
Pat woke the giant.
You can tell he's getting annoyed. So on the back nine, he starts charging, man. He starts hitting some shots. And Justin is just collapsing like a house of cards. And then on the 17th, Justin comes in and hits it into the woods. No, it's a 16. Hits it into the woods. Pat is back there just falling down in the fairway, cracking up laughing. And it was a tense match. And I believe you guys ended up tied.
It's 18. No matter how many times we play, no matter where we play, what time of day, what day of the week, we always end up being tied. It's like unbelievable. It always ends up the same result.
If I could get Chenal Golf Course, would you and Justin take on Matt and Trey?
Yeah, I would. Probably the fair way to do it.
We have to do a little handicapping. Yeah, they have to get a couple of shots.
You get probably 3 strokes a nine
each. Yeah, 6 total.
Shap is a problem. You know,
he's a problem, all right.
He's very good.
Oh, he's very good. Yeah. Had a hole in one last weekend.
I don't think Jones would be much of a threat. They could handle Jones all right, but
I got a feeling Matt could hit it.
Oh, Matt's a great golfer.
If he ever connected, he'd hit it a mile. Yeah,
you know, they played each other, and Matt's so smart. He took strokes, but he also said nothing over a double bogey.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Come up next, Stan Van Gundy in the Zone, Buzz Radio Network, live.